Mike O'Connor here, Sex and Podcasting. Welcome back. Thought today I'd talk about podcasting as an organizing tool. A lot of what we did in the community radio movement was about community organizing, really, getting people focused on an issue or out in the streets about something. I think podcasting's, if anything, better than community radio for that sort of thing. I'll tell you a little bit why. And I don't think that it's necessarily just community organizing. I think it's also, you know, subversive activity inside your own company. A lot of us who listen to these things, I'm sure, work for big companies. And a lot of what that's about is trying to get people doing things. Those of us who all work in big companies, we know how hard it is to get people in motion and to keep them in motion once they're there. I think podcasting is a great tool for that. So I thought I'd just talk about community organizing and podcasting a little bit. It seems to me that one of the most powerful things about the spoken word is its ability for getting people off the dime. I know that one of the biggest motivators for me when I was doing community radio was listening to folks like Jeremy Landsman and Lorenzo Milam and some of the other sort of older generation folks, the first folks who sort of gathered us hippie geek, mostly white guy engineers around the campfire and told us tales about the old days. And really inspired us to go out and do an awful lot of work to get these stations on the air. And I'm hoping that somebody will dig up archives of those guys. Maybe I will. If I don't, I hope somebody does. And if you have archives of those guys, please let me know. If you're looking for a place to host that stuff, I'd happily host it for you for free, just because I think it's great to hear the original words. It's back to the letting people tell their own stories in their own words theme that you've heard a million times and you'll hear another million times. One of the neat things about podcasting is that it's a lot more flexible than radio. One of the things I remember about the early days of email is suddenly realizing that email sort of totally disrupted the power structure in big companies, because unlike memos and telephone calls and all that stuff, email sort of bypassed all the filtering stuff. It bypassed the secretaries and the scheduling people and went right to the person you wanted to reach. You could also copy a million people and stir up a little bit of a firestorm that way. I did that a couple of times here in the Twin Cities and caused quite a ruckus over some things. Well, I think podcasting might be a great way to do that inside an organization. I'm thinking that I may start doing, I do a lot of consulting stuff, and I may start doing some of the final report work in podcasts so that people don't just get to hear me rant to them once. They can hear me rant and then say, you know, this guy, he made some sense. I think maybe some other people ought to hear this, and burn off a copy of the file and email it to somebody else in the organization and say, why don't you take a listen to this? Don't you think this is okay? Or, you know, the opposite, which could be, this guy is completely nuts, but he raises an important issue. Anyway, I think that the spoken word is a lot more powerful than the written word a lot of times. There's a lot more sort of humanness to it. Get to hear people and their real motivations and so on. So I think it'd be kind of cool to have a whole bunch of little podcasts sort of floating around in companies. You know, if you're going to kick off a big initiative, go interview the big kids and ask them why you're doing this and let them tell you, and then cut it together in a show and send it around. There's nothing, I think, more powerful than actually getting to hear real people expressing real opinions with real emotions about something to sort of get you fired up. Same sort of thing is that you can think about is that podcasts are great because you can add a whole lot of other stuff. You can add drama, you know, if you had something really dramatic, or you could stick some humor in, or you could cut a record into it, or you could edit it together and tighten it up. You can do all kinds of stuff with audio. And the neat thing about audio, as opposed to TV, which I'm going to talk about in another podcast, is that you can do this. You have the tools to do this because you're listening to this show. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.